This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
There's some people on the internet not saying nice things about people.
Well, there's interesting responses. Okay, what we are talking about here, it's all about, cue the theme music.
No.
I mean, this is Batman, but it's actually all about Batwoman. In the with the announcement that the Batwoman television series was being made with the awesome character of Kate Cade, it has been announced today that in the casting of Batwoman, Australia's Ruby Rose is going to be playing the title role of Kate Cade, which a lot of people have been very excited about. Some people haven't been that excited about. There's been a very mixed response. And the reason why is because, as wonderful it is that there's a gender-fluid individual playing a role that is actually a lesbian, some people have had a mixed reaction. So we should get into a bit of background first before we dive in, because we've got a lot of people messaging us in on social media about this. Do you know anything about Batwoman? Because I do. I'm all about the Batwoman comics.
She's a bat?
She's not a bat. She is a woman. So originally when Catherine Cade was created years ago in the 30s, I think it was, 30s or 40s, the character was actually there just to make sure people didn't think that Batman... She was a handbag. She was there for no other reason than people wouldn't think that Batman and Robin were gay.
So she's not Batman's sister.
Well, that was years ago. But when the character was recreated, she was recreated in the most brilliant way. She's an out lesbian. Basically, in the comic canon, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell happened... She didn't pretend what she was in the military and didn't pretend that she wasn't a lesbian. She stood up and said, no, I have to be true to who I am. Who I am as a soldier and who I am is also a person who loves women. And she was kicked out of the army, which threw her for all over the place. She was a mess because being a part of the army was her life. Her father was a soldier. Her mother and sister were killed when she was young. So there was a whole lot of stuff where this tradition was in her family. And so to not be true to herself with something that she wasn't right about. And then Batman saved her life and she realized what she wanted to do and she trained to become Batwoman. And now her and her father both work together to fight crime. She's a lesbian. And it's a brilliant character. But when the TV series was announced, everyone was very excited. And it was announced that Ruby Rose was cast in the role. Now, what do you think of Ruby Rose? She's an Aussie.
She's an Aussie. She's a former VJ, video jockey for MTV.
She was on MTV. She's been on Orange Is the New Black. She had a couple of movie roles. Well, this is where a couple of people have been a bit, okay, because some people have been a little concerned because they have felt like this is a really important character. For a lot of people, they feel like this is really important. But also in a lot of her roles, she kind of has an Australian accent. I mean, I didn't enjoy her on Orange Is the New Black. I'm going to be honest. I don't know, maybe it's just my own bias because the minute I hear an Australian accent in an American show, I get really confused.
I saw her at the airport once. She was pretty good. That was a pretty good performance.
And there's no doubt that she's talented because she's been cast in the role. But we put out a message on all of our social media to see what people thought. And ACE on Twitter turned around and said, I hope she nails it because queer folk out here in the fandom are sick of lazy casting and there was a huge list of incredible out actresses who could also have donned the mask. And I've got to say, I mean, obviously if she's been cast in the role, there's got to be something right about it. But there's been many mixed reactions. We've had Mike turn around and say, she's not really... an actress. She's more just a talker. Tim has said it isn't just actor for everyone now. And we've also had Rebecca go, well, I'm not so concerned about her being a lesbian. I'm concerned the character's not Jewish and she doesn't have a big enough nose. I think she can still be Jewish without having a big nose. Lance DeBoyle has messaged saying this has been dormant for a while, so maybe she has been doing some acting lessons, which would be great. William has messaged in saying, look, he doesn't feel that Ruby's a great actor. She's a red carpet commentator who fell into acting, but she's obviously made a career out of it. Lance felt that in Orange and the New Black she had a very wooden performance and wasn't happy with it. And that's when Alan messaged in also saying a wooden performance is the perfect description, but you never know, she might surprise you. Obviously someone feels she's right for what they need. And then William has said, I didn't mean woman in a bad way, she's There's a little bit of awkwardness, but she's charming and lovely. But hopefully the opportunities that she's delved into in the craft will make a difference. Asha's message in saying it's interesting because most of the people he sees complaining about Ruby Rose, this is the messages that have come from other queer people. The straight community seems to love the fact that Ruby's got the casting, and maybe we're overthinking it. He said that my gender fluid lesbian friend can't stand her, which he always thought was odd because physically Ruby's the friend's type and they actually look similar. Now, Dave Darko messaged in saying, I thought she wasn't bad in the action flick on John Wick 2. Look, she has some bad vibes and admittedly she was playing a mute, but that was still good. Mel thought she was terrible in that, but hopes to see something different happen. See, this is what's really interesting about it. There is a lot of commentary going on out there about whether she's good in the role or not. What do you think, Dylan?
I just give her a shot, basically. She'll be great. She'll be great. Just believe in it.
Well, exactly. I mean, it all comes down to canon as well. Those that really know the comic book might have a different feel. Nick has messaged in saying, I'd personally have liked to have seen someone more mature play the role, but shows like Arrow tend to show us these characters in their infancy so that they can grow. It is the CW as well. Like, and the reality is, how good is it that any Australian is getting cast in a role in another country? Like, part of me goes, I haven't really enjoyed her and this and that. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't have a depth of ability that she's got to perform and got to do,
CW is the younger version of CBS, which is a much older brand. It's a young audience. As long as she's attractive to young people, that's all that matters.
Well, Owen is upset because he would have liked to have watched it, and now he feels he's not going to. Cameron said he read the headline and was just kind of like they were going on about lesbian, gay. And what I think is good, though, is the fact that there's positivity in casting a gender fluid individual in a lesbian role, because at the end of the day, you've got to watch the show. That's what needs to happen. The character of Kate Kane is brilliant. There's a lot of depth to it. There's a lot of stuff going on, but you have to watch it in order to know what's going to be going on. So, I mean, it only just got announced today, but there's been pretty mixed reactions. If you would like to let us know what you think, why don't you message in and tell us on 0427JOY949. Don't forget, we've got the ticket giveaway to the Ultimate Queen Celebration that we're giving away. How do you feel about Ruby Rose being cast in the role of the lesbian superhero Batwoman? By the way, to everyone who's out there complaining, we just like to let you know that we think this is kind of what you sound like.
And I love her to bits, but she doesn't have the range. She doesn't have the range. Tomorrow never die. Hi, is there? That's how it should be sung.
Is there anyone you like? What about Gladys Knight?
She doesn't have the range.
Sheena Easton?
She doesn't have the range.
Paul McCartney?
She doesn't have the range.
Shirley Bassey?
She doesn't have the range. I'm sorry, Shirley, I love her to bits, but she doesn't have the range.
But that's you.
I don't care. I don't have the range.
We have the range for you.
Give Ruby Rose a chance. We can't wait to see Batwoman on the CW and see what it's like seeing a lesbian superhero living their life.
In the meantime, we'll be your superhero. And coming up is Sarah, the superhero of news. This is Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.